This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, July 4th. Happy Independence Day. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Antoinette Grajeda. How are you, Antoinette?
I'm well. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July to you. What we've done on several past 4ths is celebrate by listening to some of our favorite in-studio performances of the previous 6 months.
Yes, we are very lucky to have lots of local musicians as well as traveling musicians stop by our Furman Garner Performance Studio and sometimes our smaller studios, depending on the size of the band.
Yes.
and perform for us here in studio.
All right, so let's take a couple of your favorites right here to start the show. Kind of a different combination here. Both were here in January.
Yes. So we'll start with Aki. It's this duo, Fort Smith-based kind of. The guys live just over the border in Oklahoma. They grew up together, and they've recently started performing together. It's David Millar. People know him as Fez. Mm-hmm. And Elijah Brinson. And the name Aki is, they were looking for a name, and they came up with this. Apparently it's Hebrew for brother, which kind of makes sense. The two guys have known each other a long time, and this kind of, I think, again, this happened in January, so my memory may be a little
right.
fuzzy, but I want to say something about kind of like the brotherhood of music and that sort of thing. And so they came in and were acoustic and very, very chill, played me a couple of sad songs, which I like sad songs, so that was fun. And also in January, returning to the studio, because that was Aki's first time, so returning to the studio was High Lonesome, a Fayetteville based trio. They were coming in, Martin Benberg, Dick Darden, and Sean Johnson. They were getting ready to release their new album, It's Midnight, I'm Not Famous Yet. So a good contrast of how we find new bands that maybe haven't been on the radio yet, and then some local favorites who've been around for a while.
All right, so we'll hear first-timers Aki and then returners High Lonesome coming up.
I know it's been too long since you've been gone, and I shouldn't be writing sad songs about you. But on this rainy day, the coffee tastes just a little bit too bitter. And it's foolishness, God knows, 'cause you're not coming back. It hurts like mine. Well, they don't break easy. But girls like you seem to get the job done right. So when I'm alone, just me and my whiskey, I put on sad songs. It's been way too long. God knows, it's been way too long. They don't break easy. job done right. So when I'm alone, just me and my whiskey, I put on sad songs. It's been way too long, God knows. It's been way too long. son of a gun. Oh, come on, let's have some fun. Heart and heart, it's true, I've had my fill. But for you, I could, I would, I will. If you hear me, reappear, please. Ooh, Miss V, ooh, well, Miss V, where did you go? Heart and heart, it's true, I've had my fill. But for you, I could, I would, I will.
High Lonesome and the song Miss V. Before that, Aki and Sad Songs, two of the in-studio performances recorded at the Carver Center for Public Radio in the first half of 2018. More performances just ahead. Members of Jamie Lou and the Hullabaloo and Magnolia, sessions recorded by Timothy Dennis. That's next on this special edition of Ozarks at Large.
Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
This is a special edition of Ozarks at Large that we do every year around the Independence Day holiday and play some of our favorite in-studio performances from the first 6 or so months of the year. And someone you hear talking about music every week on Ozarks at Large joins me now, Timothy Dennis. How are you, sir?
I am fantastic. How are you, Kyle?
Very good. Thanks for taking a bit of time here to talk about a couple of performances right now that you really enjoyed. Not that you didn't enjoy others, but you really enjoyed these in the first half of the year.
So to start us off, we're going to listen to something I recorded at the tail end of last year, but we didn't hear until this year.
Right, because we do this also in December, but if one of your favorites was the 1st of December, you're not going to play it 2 weeks later, right?
Right, right. And I mean, this didn't even air in 2017.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I recorded in December, and I think we aired it in January or February.
Okay.
But Jamie Lou Connolly and Garrett Brolin, they're two members of Jamie Lou and the Hullabaloo. Very fun band based out of Russellville and Fayetteville, kind of. Mm-hmm. They were playing a benefit show for the organizers of Creek Fest. They had had some health problems, and them and One Ounce Jig and a few other musicians got together and put on a benefit show for them. So they came in to talk to me about the show, but they also played a few songs while they were here and there. Like, even though Jamie Lou and the Hullabaloo as a full band has a really huge sound and they're really fun, Jamie Lou and Garrett, just by themselves, are really fun as well. And they played the song It Is What It Is, and that's one of the ones we'll listen to here in a minute.
And we'll hear that in a minute, but before that, what are we going to hear after Jamie Lou and Garrett play?
So after that, a few months ago, I had Magnolia in the Furman Garner Performance Studio. Magnolia is Meredith Kimbrough and Eric Whithans. It's mostly Meredith Kimbrough, her solo songs, because, I mean, she plays with Lost John, with Ladies Night, other groups around, and this is her solo project. And they came in to promote a show that they were doing on Dixon Street, and they played a few songs, but this one just really got to me. It just really kind of grabbed me. It's called Neptune's Daughter.
All right, we'll hear Magnolia, Neptune's Daughter, in a few minutes, but first, Jamie Lou and Garrett with It Is What It Is.
Thank you. finite stranger with that hair like fire. I wouldn't be telling it all if I just told you that she was a liar. Child of the deep, her dreams are green and glowing things. A mystery so sweet you can't help but to believe her. You can't make me leave you there, buried underwater. I've never seen a rolling stone so quiet and so still. You can believe that you know somebody, but you never will. When a person pushes you away with both their hands, you gotta let it go. You don't have to understand it. You can't make me leave you there, buried underwater. You're not Neptune's only daughter. And it all feels
was Magnolia and Neptune's Daughter. Before that, Jamie Lou, or at least members of Jamie Lou and the Hullabaloo. It Is What It Is, playing some, not all, but some of our favorite in-studio performances recorded for Ozarks at Large in the first 6 months of 2018. Two singer-songwriters that sat down with Antoinette Grajeda in the first part of our year, coming up next.
I'm Jen White. In Making Obama, we take a deep dive into Barack Obama's political rise from the South Side of Chicago to the front of a national movement We talked to his friends, rivals, and even the man himself.
Maybe a story like mine could have happened someplace else. My story couldn't have happened anywhere else.
Sunday afternoon at 3 on 91.3. This is Ozarks at Large. Antoinette Grajeda is back with me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. Another pair of performers that we recorded in the first 6 months. Both of these women had been here before.
Yes, female singer-songwriters. I love female singer-songwriters. I love singer-songwriters, but this is a particularly interesting pair, I think. First, we had Ashton Barbary, 21 now. And I can't believe she's 21 now because she came
We watched her grow up.
We literally watched her grow up. She came in several years ago as a member of Farmer in the Markets. So if you've been out either at the Fayetteville Square or the Bentonville Square on a Farmer's Market Day, the girl with the big curly hair, blonde curly hair, that's her. And so she started doing her own work, and she was in to talk about her debut album, self-titled. And it was really sweet to sit down with her and kind of see how far that she's come as a singer-songwriter. And then Shannon Wurst, who's been around the music scene for as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying she's old by any means, no. But older than Ashton, but and been around. And she was here for her new album, Sugar and Kerosene, which anybody that knows Shannon knows she does a lot. And so it was amusing to me that she was trying to do this whole album while pregnant with her second child. And so she was going to release it, have this release show, and then have the baby, and then, you know, eventually get back to playing. And I actually think I saw recently she was playing at a brewery in Cassville, Missouri, just like a week or two ago. So back at it already.
Of course she is, yes. We'll hear Shannon, but first, Ashton.
So tough, I beat it to the ground for whatever gets up. I'm always cracking jokes about the judgment day, the judgment day. yeah, it's a funny thing. I'm always cracking jokes about the wind and the flames, even when they're blowing towards me. Maybe bringing on myself, I bring it on myself without any help. Maybe bringing on myself, I bring it on myself without any help. Trying to turn it into a song, whatever goes wrong. I put myself in difficult situations, looking for a hook on the way to the bottom. I find myself riding into the wind when it starts blowing. I find myself riding into the wind, and I never understand why it takes me so long. I bring it on myself without any help. Maybe bring it on myself. I bring it on myself without any help. In the winter, I keep till my heart races with the devil on the shelf. I never quit when I'm behind. When I'm ahead, I give up. When the going gets tough, I pull myself up to a table with a plate and a cup, serving it up when I've had enough. Maybe bring it on myself, I bring it on myself without any. Without any help, maybe bring it on myself. I bring it on myself without any help. Maybe bring it on myself. I bring it on myself without any help.
Shannon Wurst, Bring It On Myself. Before that, Ashton Barbary, Fades Away. We have two more songs, two more performances from inside the Carver Center for Public Radio, recorded exclusively for Ozarks at Large during the first half of 2018, selected by Timothy Dennis. That's next on this holiday edition of Ozarks at Large.
The 8th annual Winslow Half Marathon and 5K run is Saturday, September 15th. This run through the Boston Mountains of Northwest Arkansas will end at the Winslow Community Expo Center with music, food, and local vendors. Registration and information at winslowrun.com.
I'm back inside the Harold and Blanche Cox studio now to talk to Timothy Dennis. This is your home studio. Thanks for letting me come back in.
Of course. Thanks for coming in.
You bet. A couple more songs that you've picked that you liked in the first half of 2018.
Okay, so the first one we're going to hear, it's another one. In fact, it's the very last thing I did in this building in 2017 before I went on holiday break. Tyler Jordan and the Negative Space, they're a band from Austin, rock and roll, which we don't really have full electronic rock and roll bands in the studio that often.
Just because of the physics of it. Right.
But they were coming through town to play a house show here in Fayetteville, and they got in touch with me, said, do you want to do something? And I thought, you know, it's the end of the year. Nobody's going to be here. There's a little bit more flexibility. Right. So, yeah. And I had them in, and they were just a hoot, a blast. They were one of the best bands I have recorded. And they played three songs. The first song they played, though, just like out of the gate, just blew me away. It's called Sadness.
All right. We'll hear Sadness from Tyler Jordan and Negative Space. But before that, another performance you want to talk about?
Yes. And it's one that was actually recorded in this studio. Willie Carlisle, great musician, playwright, What else am I missing here? Puppeteer, square dance caller.
I would
caller,
say actor.
Actor, for sure.
Writer.
Like, he's a
historian.
Modern, he's a modern-day Ozarks Renaissance man. Yeah. And he released a new album this year titled To Tell You the Truth, and he actually recorded it in under a month and released it. And I had him in to talk about it, and he played the titular track off of it, and it's titled Angels.
All right, well, we'll hear Angels from Willie Carlisle in a moment, but first, Tyler Jordan and Negative Space with Sadness. Thank you, Timothy.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you. I usually do this as a sing-along. It's one of those songs that took me a bunch of years to write because I had the chorus a long time ago. It's wheat so wild and strong. I left my home when I turned 21. Still don't know if I was wrong. 'Cause I know a girl down in southern Illinois has me tangled up like kudzu vines. One good look at her shining smile, you can tell she'll never be mine. And to tell you the truth, I miss all the laughs of loving one another like sociopaths. So I'm waiting for angels to carry me back home. So I'm waiting for angels to carry me back home. And if I was a bird, I'd tear up my throat, throwing songs across telephone wires. If I was a dog, I would rattle my chain, let my handlers decide how I live, how I die. How I'll let the wind bite my own tail and piss on the grass so they'd know who I was. Ask me why I leave a dying trace. It's either for fear or maybe because. Well, to tell you the truth, I can't go free. I need the master's leash more than it needs me. So I'm waiting for angels to carry me back home. So I'm waiting for angels to carry me back home. And I think I've arrived maybe once every year when I'm laughing with friends before we leave. I think that I love you, I know that we're dying. Why on earth should that be what we alternatingly believe? What makes one feel holy makes another feel broke. Like I'm mostly my hat, like I'm mostly my coat. That lover's will lie is one thing you can trust. So what we ain't said might still save us. I'll be ashes if you be dust. And to tell you the truth, I think God's there still. In a sweet, loving Westland over the hill. So I'm waiting for angels to carry me back home. So I'm waiting for angels to carry me back home. So I'm waiting for angels to carry me back home.
Willie Carlisle with Angels. Before that, Tyler Jordan and the Negative Space, Sadness. This is a special edition of Ozarks at Large, highlighting some of the in-studio performances recorded at the Carver Center for Public Radio for Ozarks at Large during the first 6 months of 2018.
This week on the KUAF Vinyl Hour.
That was so much fun. We could just keep going.
We could. I'm looking through this incredible thing that you have. There's a stack over there. There's more. I feel bad.
A lot of them we haven't even looked at.
I know. Well, maybe a part two is in order.
Maybe a part two will be in order.
Okay. Let's do that.
We'll do that.
We have to.
In the future.
The future is now. It's part two of our exploration of Frank Zappa with my co-host, Robert Pressman. More songs from a relentlessly free-thinking and outspoken artist. who also happened to be a killer guitar player. That's on this week's KUAF Vinyl Hour, Sunday night at 5 p.m. on KUAF 3. You are
All right, one more visit from Antoinette Grajeda inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, listening to some of our favorite in-studio musical performances of the first 6 months. It's a July 4th tradition we've been doing for several years. A couple of familiar, friendly sounds coming up.
Yes, so we'll start with National Park Radio in Arkansas. They came in together. We thought we'd do something a little bit different. They were both promoting a show they were playing at Georgia's back in May. And so we invited them both to come in, and we thought they could play together. There was a little confusion once they got here that I had intended for them to play a song together. And bless their hearts, they took the time to figure it out. And if you've never seen musicians in a room trying to figure out what songs they all know, it was fascinating. So they finally figured out this song. And you were trying to explain it to me because it's an Andy Griffin song, sort of, but it was dually.
Well, okay.
By the explain this because I don't ever explain this story right. So
all right, so on the Andy Griffith show,
yes,
there was a fictional band mm-hmm. called the Darlins,
mm-hmm.
and then they performed this song
mm-hmm.
on the Andy Griffith show, and so the people who actually were the Darlins, the real musicians,
yes.
also would do this song.
And they're called the Dillards.
Right.
And they're from Missouri, I believe, or somewhere. I think one of the musicians said they were nearby Ozarks, Missouri,
yeah.
somewhere in there. And so they played this song. And then we'll also hear from Handmade Moments, a duo from here. Do we say they're based here? Because they go across the whole country at this point. I mean, very much troubadour lifestyle.
They certainly,
they grew up here.
Right. And they land here often.
Anna's yeah. from Berryville, so
right.
I mean, they're from here, but
we'll claim them.
We'll claim them, absolutely.
Yes.
but yeah, they travel around quite a bit. But they were in Arkansas to visit family, and then they snuck away for a little bit to spend some time with me to perform and talk about their new album, Pawpaw Tree. They were releasing it on May 21st, which was an important day for them. I think 2 years ago now, they were out in California and they got in this really bad wreck, you know, where Joel ended up breaking many bones and wasn't able to walk for a while.
He was hospitalized for a while.
It was quite serious.
They lost their van. I mean, it's not as serious as the personal injury, but
sure.
they lost this great van.
Right. It was.
Vegetable oil.
I think they were trying to make it solar powered at some point too. So they put a lot of work into that car before they left here to go on this road trip. And so it was a really hard time, but they were saying, you know, we wanted something good to come from it. So they've got this new album, Pawpaw Tree, and we're releasing it on the same day to kind of take something bad and turn it into something good.
Happy 4th of July, Antoinette.
Happy 4th.
Stay safe.
Of course.
Well, Dewey was a good old man, he lived below the mill. Dewey had two daughters and a 40-gallon still. One gal washed the boiler, the other watched the spout. And mama poured the bottles when old Dewey fetched them out. Dewey, slipping up a dollar. Dewey, trying to make a dollar. Dewey, give me a small.
I'll pay you back someday. Alone. They put a jug beside him and a barrel on.
tomorrow.
I'll pay you back someday.
Dooley, slipping up a holler.
Dooley,
trying to make a dollar.
Dooley,
give me a swar.
I'll pay you back someday.
And I'll pay you back someday.
The song Fighting a Mountain, as performed by Handmade Moments inside the Carver Center for Public Radio earlier this year with Antoinette Grajeda. Before that, we heard a combination, members from the bands Arkansas and National Park Radio, doing for the first time together the song Dooley, made famous by the Darlins. Those are two of our favorite performances that were done in studio for Ozarks at Large in the first half of 2018. Maybe we'll have a chance in the next few days to play a few more of our favorites that we couldn't squeeze in during this hour. A listener-supported service of the J. William Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences. This is 91.3 KUAF, Fayetteville, Fort Smith, Bentonville, and Eureka Springs. Ozarks at Large, a production of KUAF. I'm Kyle Kellums. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll be back with another show, noon and 7 tomorrow.